William Cowper, the great hymn writer, is well known for writing the words of that wonderful hymn that has meant so much to so many people. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea. He rides upon the storm. It reminds us of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 11, whenever he said in verse number 33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." So often the Lord works in a way whereby his name alone is glorified. He works out situations that nobody else could work out. He organizes, he orchestrates things that nobody else could organize, and he does it for his glory. The Reverend Duncan Campbell, many of you will know, was greatly used of God in the Isle of Lewis during the awakening from 1949 to 1952 or 53. Towards the end of that move of the Spirit of God, he was booked to speak at the annual Faith Mission Convention in Bangor. On the first night of the convention, he was on the platform, he was sitting in his pew, ready to preach the Word of God, whenever all of a sudden he describes himself as being arrested with conviction that he must leave at the next opportunity, travel back to the Hebridean Islands and visit a little island just nestled in beside the Isle of Harris, which joins on to Lewis. And that little island was the island of Bernaray. He had never been there before in his life, but was arrested with a conviction that he must go. He turned around to the chairman of the convention and says, "After the meeting, I must leave and go to Bernaray at once." The chairman says, "But Duncan, you cannot possibly go because you're booked to speak at the rest of the meetings, or at least some of the meetings over the rest of this convention." He says, "I must obey the promptings of the Spirit and leave at once." So first thing in the morning, he left Bangor, left Northern Ireland, went across to the mainland, to Stranraer, up to the north of Scotland, got a ferry across to the Hebridean Islands, and then another little ferry across to the island of Bernaray. He had never been there before. He didn't know anybody in the island. He hadn't contacted anyone in the island, and nobody on the island had contacted him. He just went on that singular conviction that he must go. Whenever he arrived at the harbour, he was somewhat the worse for wear. He was tired, he was weary, a little bit confused, and maybe expected somebody be there to greet him, but there was only one young lad just milling around the harbour doing his own thing. He went over to him and said, "Is there a minister on the island?" The young lad turned around and says, "Well, the church currently is vacant. The elders look after the services." Turning around and pointing to a house up on the hill, he says, "One of them lives up there." Duncan Campbell says, "Well, would you go and tell that elder that Duncan Campbell is on the island? And if he asks which Duncan Campbell, tell him it was the Duncan Campbell that has been in the Isle of Lewis for the last 2.5 or 3 years. The young lad went to the house. 5 minutes later, he was back. He says, "You need to go and speak to the elder yourself. He's expecting you." Duncan went up to the home of the elder, and the elder spoke to him and had advertised meetings verbally by word of mouth that there would be a gospel service in the church that very night, and the preacher would be none other than Duncan Campbell himself. The story goes that that elder had felt constrained to have gospel meetings and felt compelled that Duncan Campbell would be the preacher. And on the Friday afternoon, he had given himself to prayer. His wife testified that she heard him praying in the barn these words, "Lord, I don't know where he is, but you know where he is. Lord, speak to his heart and send him to the island." And he was so convinced that God had answered his prayer and heard his prayer that he got up off his knees and organized these meetings and told everybody to come that first night, although he had never personally contacted Mr. Campbell himself. How do you explain that? God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. During those meetings, God moved by his Spirit in a great way and in a great blessing upon the islands. What a God we have! Oh, the depth of his riches, both of the wisdom and mercy of God, How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, for a closer walk with God who does wonderful things. God bless you. See you next time.